Are we talking about some result obtained by myself and a student of mine, Gan? So this talk is closely related to the talk given by Suji and Hawking. So actually, we challenge the same problem. That is, we try to find a KM theory which can be applied to Hamiltonian partial differential equations in higher space dimension. So what I'm going to talk about today is a KM theory which can be applied to the following equations. The first equation I want to mention is Schrödinger equation in one space dimension. So with periodic boundary conditions, this is one application of our KM theory. Another application is beam equation in high space dimension. So this is Laplace, and this is something like a Fourier multiple, something like convolution. Okay, this is the high order terms. Also, the third application is high dimensional Schrödinger equation with non-local non-linearity. So the difference here, you see this psi here, this psi will increase the smoothness of the non-linearity. Okay, then we also, if I have time, I will show how to drop this smoothness operator. Okay, then the fourth one is this beam equation. You see the difference between this the equation 4 and the equation 2 is here is x independent, but here is x dependent. So actually I need two KM theory to apply for these four equations. Today I only want to give the proof for a KM theorem which applied to the first three. For the fourth equation, we need to use another KM theorem. The proof is complicated than more complicated than the other one. So this is what we want to do. We want to okay, maybe I should put. We want to prove the following result. We want to construct quasi-periodic solutions of the following form here. Capital U is the function depending on x, and the first here is n variables. It is periodic in both variables. So this is for different omega 1 to omega n, this quasi-periodic solutions. And also, we try to construct the normal form for the constructed solution, and thus prove the linear stability of the solution. Okay, the motivation is we just want to show the KM theory, KM method is powerful enough to deal with all the equations considered by Kruger-Wien Bogen method to get some result is maybe better, like linear stability. Okay, then I want to quickly go through the history of the KM theory for lower dimensional torus. Okay, I briefly mentioned the history of the KM theory for lower dimensional torus. Okay, for finite dimension case, okay, this theorem was formulated by Melnikov, and Moses proved the special case graph and center proved it in the hyperbolic case, and the complete proof was given by Elias in 88. Okay, for this case for the lower dimensional torus, the persistence of lower dimensional torus, we need to assume this kind of small divisor condition. This is the U rule as the standard KM theory. this two is additional. This one is what's necessary. Even you consider the persistence of periodic solutions, you see this is necessary. Okay, but this one is called the second Minkowski condition. In finite dimension case, it is required just for a technical reason. So then for the constant normal frequency case, that is omega n, if omega capital omega n is independent of small omega, then Bogen proves this is not necessary, and we also prove that even this capital this normal frequencies depend on the frequencies small omega, then this requirement, the second Minkowski condition, is also unnecessary. This is a finite dimension case, but for infinite dimension case, the situation is different. We need more. And for the finite dimension case, if you assume this, then you just need to assume the perturbation P is small, then it's okay. You can get the result. But if you try to generalize this theorem to infinity dimension case, that is D is infinity, then you can assume this condition. But finally, when you do chem iteration, maybe you will arrive at an empty state. At each step, you will discard some parameters, so you must prove the remainder parameters is of positive measure. That is very important for chem iteration. Okay, then for the infinity dimension case, here. The difference you see here is n belongs to Zd. Okay, when d is 1, this is one dimension case. Okay, Kokosing and Wang and Poisson define a chem theory which can be applied to one dimensional wave equation and one dimensional Schrodinger equation with Dirichlet boundary conditions. Those are first results in the application of chem theory to partial differential equations. Then we get a result which can be applied to wave equation with Dirichlet boundary condition or periodic boundary condition. The difference here is here we can see the matrix. In one dimension case, the matrix is uniform. The dimension of the matrix is uniformly bounded. It's two, actually. So this is due to the multiplicity of the eigenvalues. Okay. Then I want to say, if you want to give a chem theory for infinity dimensional chem theory, besides the smallness of the perturbation, you must add some additional assumptions on the normal frequencies and the structure of this perturbation. Besides the smallness, so okay. The usual assumption is the following. Okay, consider this infinite dimensional Hamiltonian systems. We assume the following. The first assumption is A1 is asymptotics of normal frequencies. Okay, this is quite normal. It has been discovered in the former papers. Okay, then that is this capital A has some asymptotics, like this, in this way. Okay, for the applications to the partial differential equations, sometimes here we have no tail here. It's just this form. Okay, here there's more. Here this tail could be depend on small omega. But in the application, even we sometimes we don't have this term. So this is asymptotic of frequencies. So in this case, you will see this gap condition. So the spectrum, I mean the eigenvalues stay enclosed at some point. So the gap has a fixed length. Okay, this condition cannot be applied to maybe to wave equation in high space dimension. Okay, this is the standard assumption. The second assumption is also standard. So it's called the degeneracy. So if you introduce the parameter psi, it's not difficult to verify this condition. That is, this cannot be identically zero. That means each relation cannot be identically zero for all psi. So when you consider the k, the high space dimension case with fixed with true potential, not with the convolution, sometimes you meet this. Sometimes this condition cannot be satisfied. That is, there are some second Minkowski conditions, so relations, so that this is identically zero. Then you must find somewhere else to overcome these difficulties. I will not talk about this today. Okay, the third assumption is the regularity of the perturbation. I've said we need to assume the perturbation is small. This means the rect field defined by the perturbation P has more regularity. That means XP send a sequence with decay to a sequence with fast decay. So this is the so-called regularity of the perturbation. The wave equation and the beam equation and the Schrodinger equation with non-local smoothness has this regularity property, but the Schrodinger equation with local high order terms has no such kind of regularity. So this is the main difficulty if you want to use the KM theory to the Schrodinger equation. Okay. Anyway, we will see later in one dimension case, this one is not need to be assumed. This is automatically satisfied when you do KM iteration from the second step. Besides the original perturbation, all the new perturbations comes from the iteration. We have such kind of regularity. So then you can got the measure estimates. Okay, those three assumptions are stand. So the third assumption was given in Pusher's paper in 1996. Okay, the fourth one I want to impose is the compactness. So actually we further restrict our perturbations in the following form. That is, if we expand our perturbation this way, this is Fourier in theta variables and tidal here, and we assume most of the coefficients are zero. That is, we say this is zero if this is not zero. So you will see for most k, a, and alpha and beta, this coefficient is zero. So this is very important for our proof. It will simplify the proof a lot of. Okay, you will see from this compactness condition, especially you will see this term. If you allow KM zero, you will see this term is the most difficult term to solve. So you will see this term does not appear if this is zero. Okay. Yes. Yes, yes, that's true. I'll be mentioning this later, So certainly you can add any condition on the perturbation. The problem is you must find the application for your KM theory. So we will see this KM theory can be applied to the to the first three equations I mentioned at the beginning. Okay. Also, in this, okay.
Yes. Only the M up there. I mean, there is an M appearing. So the condition 6 means that.
Condition 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is an M appearing in that condition.
Yeah, this, okay, yes, maybe this is a little bit confusing. Okay. That means this condition reduced to the quadratic terms is this condition. Okay, it's just this way. This A, you know, this A, this is vector way, it's different. Okay. Okay, instead of the condition A4, you can use the condition A4 prime. This is decay property. That is, if you expand the P just into Z, then we have this assumption. This condition was satisfied by the perturbation comes from the partial differential equation. Okay, so if you want to apply the theorem to the equation which is depend on x variables, I mean the high order terms, then you need to use this one. Then the proof is more complicated. I will not mention it today. Okay. Then we have this KM theory. So this is standard. If you assume the condition A1 to A4, and then if the perturbation is the vector field of the perturbation in some norm is small enough, then you can find a contour space in parameter space and M bending map and the shift of the frequency, then you will see this curve is a quite critical solutions of the Hamiltonian systems governed by this Hamiltonian. Okay, the theorem is standard if you know KM theory. I want to quickly go through the history review because Cooks and Elias has talked about this. So there are many works existing in this direction. The first one I've mentioned is it's due to Wayne, Cooksing, and Poisson, and Craig Wayne here, and Bambusi also for periodic solutions. And Bogan by Craig Wayne, Bogan method is a different method we have mentioned several times before, and also we use KM theory to prove the high water beam equations. And also this method by renormalization group method can prove the similar results. Okay, well, 1D Schrodinger equations here is Cooksing and Poisson. And so I just want to quickly go through this part. One-dimensional Schrodinger equation with periodic boundary condition, the result was proved by Bogan, because even in one-dimensional Schrodinger equation in one-dimensional case, if the boundary condition is periodic, the KM theory has trouble to be used. For fixed potential, we need to use some KM and normal form technique so we can prove the constant potential case. So the, for 1D case, belongs to the result belongs to Bokeh. Okay. Then I just want to show you this key assumption was satisfied by the equation we can see. We just take one-dimensional beam equation as example. Okay, we just take this high-dimensional beam equation as example. So the equation can be written this way. This B is the operator, you can say. This lambda plus multiple. So F is the high order terms, which is real analytic near the equilibrium. Okay, without linear terms. So if we, then we write out the equivalent equations of first order, it is this way. Then we introduce these coordinates, and then we get an equation like this. This is more or less like a Schrodinger equation. Okay, the difference is here. This operator here will increase the smoothness of the nonlinearity. So this is a beam equation. The beam equation has the regularity property. So it is here. Okay, for the Schrodinger equation, there's no operator here. There's no operator here. So that is that. Then all the other place is same. So the reduction here applies also to Schrodinger equation. Okay, then you can write the equation as a Hamiltonian systems this way. So this is a Hamiltonian function. So this is a quadratic part corresponding to the linear equations, and this is high order terms. Okay, the G is a primitive of F. Okay, now we assume the operator B with periodic boundary condition has an exponential base. This is important for us. I've said the compactness can only be applied to this case. The base is an exponential function. Okay, the corresponding eigenvalues satisfy these relations. We just pick up specialized sum of them, which depend on a pyramid, and net the others fixed. Okay, so this B Fourier size was fixed. We will concede the quasi-periodic solution start from this size, and the parameter belongs to a subset with the positive measure. Okay. Now, because the phi n is a complete base, so we can expand the Q in this way. Okay, then you plug it into the equations, you get this lattice equation. This lattice equation. Okay, then okay, this linear equation, this is the linear lattice equation corresponding to the linear partial differential equation. This is the higher order terms. Then the Hamiltonian looks like this. Okay. Then you will see what is G. So you can, because you have this transformation, you plug it into the original nonlinear partial differential equations, you get the G of this form. You will see here, which is dependent on the base. Okay, then the capital G is the average of small g over the torus. So this is the capital G, it's our perturbation. So this is our perturbation capital G. Capital G is looks like this. Then you will see, because you will see this is the exponential function. This is his conjugate. You will see G alpha beta is zero if this is not zero. Here, this notation looks like this. So at the beginning, our perturbation has such kind of compactness. Okay, this is Darius' question. Actually, it means the coefficients of this term is zero if this is not zero. Okay. Okay. Now we fixed some side, this tangential side, then introduce stand action angle variables in the QQ bus space. Then we get the following. We get the following equation. So we get this standard infinite dimensional Hamiltonian systems. So you will see here it's the form which is ready for apply the KM theory. So here, because it introduced the action angle variables, so now this condition becomes this way. So this is the key observation. That means most of these terms are zero. So this will simplify the probe a lot. Okay. Here's a remark, if the linearity is depend on X, then you cannot have this kind of compactness. You can only have this kind of decay property here. Okay, now I want to talk about the proof. Okay, we've said we consider these Hamiltonian systems. And the terms we need to be solved in each KM state is those terms. These terms is standard even in the finite dimensional KM theory of in the whole space. And this term, the linear term in Z, is also needed to be solved. The following three are quadratic terms need to be solved in each KM state, which depend on the angle variables theta. So the most trouble term is here. This term is will cause a lot of trouble for us. Those terms too is doesn't matter, so it doesn't hurt. So to solve those terms, we need to assume the following small divisor conditions. This is standard. Okay, you will see we also need the following. The problem is here, for each fixed k, this is one relation. Here is infinity many, because we have infinity many a, but you see, we have growth condition on capital omega a, so essentially there are only finite many non-trivial relations here. So this is not a problem. We can get the matrix space. The whole story that's here. We do iteration and prove the positive measure result. So this is okay. And this one is also okay because all capital omega A is positive. So this is positive and has some growth condition. So when n, m is one of n and m is bigger, then this is trivial. So essentially there are only finite many relations here. So the difficulty part is here. This minus sign here for fixed k, there are infinitely many here. So you don't have something like the growth of the difference of these two normal frequencies. In one dimensional Schrodinger equation with directional boundary condition, you do have this growth condition. This goes to infinity when one of m and n goes to infinity. Okay, but for high dimension case, even for one dimension case with periodic boundary condition, this you must consider infinity of relations here. Okay, then for each relation, you must give up some parameters. So, if the relation non-trivial relation is infinity, then you might give up all parameters, then you cannot do the further KM step. You will get an empty result. Okay. For the high dimension case, the first step is always not a problem because we assume capital omega here is just this one. Then you will see this relation. This relation here, then here is the integer. Here is the integer, you will see it depends on the difference of the integer. If the difference of the integer is very bigger, okay, then this is okay. You need not to get rid of any parameters for the difference is bigger. Okay, then from the second step, then we have difficulties.
Sorry.
Yes. This is the most given here.
So you didn't mention that further then, but is that essential in this?
If there is a term here, such as beam equation, and then the proof is much easier. If there is no term here, I will show you the proof is complicated. So I will show you in the next slide. Okay. Without Smalls, 90%. Okay. Okay, what is difficult is in the mu step, mu is bigger than 2. The first difficulty is, in the first step, we start with a very nice normal form. It's diagonalized here, you will see. This normal form is very nice. So, from the second step, if we can still get this nice normal form, okay, This is if you have the compactness. So I've said for all the equations I mentioned include Schrodinger equation has this compactness. So the normal form at each KM step is very nice, look like this. It's a diagonal. So this difficulty is disappeared. The second one is if we want to control the measure of the excluding parameters, then you need some if we can control the measure of the excluding sets, okay, we say yes if the perturbed vector field has regularity, such as beam equation and the non-local smooth Schrodinger equation. In this way, you will see the along the KM iteration, the normal form is changed, but it changes this way. It is only slightly perturbed. If n is big enough, you will see this goes to zero. That means the capital omega in the mu step asymptotically to this integer. So in this way, we can see that non-trivial relations here, this second manifold condition, it only has finite many. So because of this asymptotics. So it is almost as this relation asymptotic to k omega plus an integer. So in this case we can prove the we can get the measure estimate. So up to now actually I have proved all the results for the beam equation and the Lunokhor smooth Schrodinger equation. So next I will talk about the Schrodinger equation. So in Schrodinger equation, the problem is here we have low regularity. This is the main problem. So in 1D case, it's quite easy. Actually, you will see our perturbation has low regularity, but this is f. F, what is f? F is the solution of the homological equation. This f has some kind of regularity, and this kind of perturbation has regularity. So so actually, you can say it has some kind of regularity. So with this regularity, we can prove the result. Or even you can prove it in a more simple way. I've said why we assume this condition, we need to solve some terms, but the terms is zero for most of k n. Only when k n and m here satisfies this relationship, then the coefficient might be non-zero. So we need this condition. You will see here, then there are only finite many non-trivial relations here because capital omega n here is n squared. In one dimension case, it's n squared. But here, if this is zero, then this is zero. And otherwise, you will see this is goes to infinity. So there are only finite many non-trivial case. Okay. But it's not so easy when you consider higher dimension case. So this is one dimension. Yes. This is one dimension is not a problem. Okay. Okay. Now I for the higher dimension. So for the higher dimension case, the problem is here. At each step, the normal frequency are drift and little bit. So you must counter this drift. This is the whole story. You must counter this. This cannot be random. Otherwise, you cannot get the measure estimate. So in our case, actually, we can write out this drift. Here I write one of them, looks like this. Okay, this should be AI and BI. They are not only, maybe there are finite many. Okay, for A, it's fixed. This is the drift of the normal frequencies. So it is this, the most important part is this. So you will see, here, this cannot be tend to zero when n tends to zero. You see this part. When n tends to zero, this might be zero, might be one, might be two, might be anything. Okay. So we cannot have regularity corresponding to A, but we do have regularity corresponding to this inner productor. Okay. Then you will see, because our A is native in ZD, so this could be anything. But for if this is zero, then you get 1, 10. If this is 1, you get another 10. Okay. Then, you know, so there might be infinity A so that this is 0, and there might be infinity A such that this is 1. So in this case, we reduce the number of the tails this way. So actually, we prove this, the difference of these normal frequencies will tend to finite many numbers, right? Waiters. Okay, we can also control the number of these limiters. Okay, it's about this one. This is a truncate of the Fourier mode. Fourier modes in each KM state. This C is a constant depending only on the space dimension. Okay, if we do this successfully, then we get the mesh estimate. Then the game is over. Okay. This is our approach. I think it's a little different from Walter Cooksing and earlier some talks. So we are still writing this part. If this is true, then we add this part to a paper we have already written, then get the result. So I think the time is here. Okay, I want to stop here. Thank you.